It's time for our children's story. Children, if you'd come up, Marjorie has a story for you. And while the children are coming up, may I remind you that the end of the year receipts will be in the foyer after services.
Good morning, boys and girls. I'm so glad to see all of you here today. Can anyone tell me what year it is?
Connie.
Very good. It's 2020 or 2020. So 2019 or 2019 just ended, and now it's 2020. And when a new year begins, many people like to make what are called New Year's resolutions. And New Year's resolutions is kind of like a promise that people make to themselves to either start doing something good or stop doing something bad in the coming year. And they do that because they're trying to improve themselves and they try to make positive changes in their life. Now, the ancient Babylonians are said to have been the first people to celebrate the New Year and to make New Year's resolutions. Now, some of their New Year's resolutions were to pay off debts that they owed or to return objects that they borrowed. And nowadays, people make all kinds of different New Year's resolutions. Does anybody want to guess what some of the most common New Year's resolutions are? Does anybody want to take a guess?
Fireworks.
Yes, maybe to do more fireworks. Okay, anybody else want to take a guess? No? Well, I actually went online on my computer to find out what some of the top New Year's resolutions are that people make. And so here are just a few of them. Eat healthier. Exercise, learn new things, save money and spend less, read more, and spend more time with family and friends. And one person even made a New Year's resolution for their dog, and it was, I will not chase that stick unless I actually see it leave his hand. Well, unfortunately, many people, after a few weeks or even after a few days after the new year begins, they break their resolutions. In other words, they fail to keep them. Making New Year's resolutions can be a good thing, you know, if you're trying to improve yourself. But what is the most important New Year's resolution that you think you can make?
Exercising
is important, yes, but most important resolution or promise that you can make to yourself is to live for Jesus and to read your Bible and pray every day. And when you do that, your relationship and your friendship with Jesus will grow stronger and you will grow to be more like him. So I'd like to, I forgot to mention, in 11 days, on January 15, our church is starting the 10 days of prayer, and I hope that you and your families can join us starting January 15. So I'd like to do something that was done at the evangelistic meetings that we had this last April. I'd like everyone to get in a circle and hold hands, all the children. So I want you to look to your left and look to your right, and And if you don't know who that person is, I want you to find out what their name is. Okay? So, do you know what you mean? Okay. All right, so now you have two names of the people that you're holding hands with. And what I would like you to do is to pray for those two people every day. Pray that they will stay close to Jesus and that they will be in heaven, and so that this circle will not be broken. And to help you remember to pray every day, I have a prayer bear to give to each one of you. Okay, but first I'd like to have you bow your heads and we'll have prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for each child that is here today, Lord, and as we begin a new year, we pray that you will help us to remember what the most important thing is, to have a relationship with you, to follow you, and Lord, we want to be in heaven with you someday, and I just pray that this circle will not be broken, that not one child will be missing. We thank you for your love and for your care. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.